West Valley City Police Chief Lee Russo has had enough.
These gangs are out there preying in our streets. They're preying on our citizens. They're taking property. They're beating people up. They're leaving people injured. And our police officers are out there trying to protect our communities and trying to protect our citizens. And this is what happens.
What happens is the death of Officer Cody Brotherson. Three teens in a stolen car hit and killed Brotherson during a police chase last year. Today, those three kids were sentenced in juvenile court. A judge ordered them all to secure care. That's a special facility where kids receive counseling and treatment till they're 21. Prosecutors didn't think the law would let them try this case in adult court. Cody Brotherson's family wants to change the law. They believe driving away to evade a police officer should be considered a violent act. We asked Prosecutor Sandy Johnson what that would achieve, since law-breaking teens probably aren't paying attention to the nuances of the law.
They're not reading the state code, but what they do know is what happens to their friends. And they know what happens to other people, and they share it on social media. And when you start to learn that your friends are going to be locked up, your family members are being locked up more and more, if you flee from police officers, you start to do a risk-reward analysis, and that's what we think the enhanced penalties or a change in the law could do is, yeah, 14-year-olds aren't going to be reading the code, but when their older brother goes to secure care or an uncle goes to prison for fleeing from police officers, we're hoping it'll make you think twice.
Attorney David Brown represented one of these teens today. He wants a Brotherson's law. His law would force anyone who runs from police to watch the dash cam video of Brotherson's death.
If you could possibly read these letters about the people that know him best, Officer Brotherson, they would bring anyone to tears. He was a great man, a great man. But our hope is that the legislature, the law enforcement officers, everyone will take seriously what we want to have happen, and that is that he won't die in vain, that you make changes in the law, you use the video, you use the victim statements to educate and to help, so that no officer's family ever has to get through this again.
Today, the judge told these three teens in this case that they should think of Cody Brotherson every day of their lives.